It's the final election of 2022. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A Senate runoff in Georgia.
A vote for me is a vote for Georgia values.
Republican Herschel Walker is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. The polls open in an hour. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosendahl.
Heading into today, Republicans estimated Herschel Walker would have to win some 60% of day of voting in order to win. Early voting ended Friday with 1.8 million ballots cast. More women than men participated in early voting, and most votes came from those in their 60s and 70s. The Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock told college students at Georgia Tech on Monday to show up if they hadn't already.
Vote like health care depends. Vote like a woman's right to choose depends on it, because it does. You ought to vote like it's an emergency.
A Warnock win would give Democrats more Senate power with a 51-49 majority in the next Congress. When Republicans take over control of the House, they'll be investigating Hunter Biden. And if the president had any ties to his son's foreign business dealings, and Twitter will be part of that probe. Fox's Mike Emanuel says it's over what happened in 2020 during the election.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk is teasing there will be more smoking guns after his massive document dump that detailed how the company worked to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story.
About 40,000 power outages remain in Moore County, North Carolina, and they could be out for days. After two substations were damaged in an attack over the weekend, the FBI is helping search for who did it. Actress Kirstie Alley has died, best remembered from the TV show Cheers.
When you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe.
She was 71, had cancer.
Allie's children releasing a statement through her official social media channels that reads in part, "Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and her many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating, were unparalleled and leave us inspired to live life to the fullest."
That's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The lame duck Congress, with Democrats still in control of the House, is trying to close out the year doing something big. There is an attempt to put together a bipartisan immigration reform bill that could boost border security and give a pathway to citizenship for so-called DACA immigrants, those who came to the U.S. illegally as kids and got shielded from deportation under an Obama-era program that has faced numerous court challenges. When Republicans take over the majority in the House next year, they'll put pressure on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, demanding he resign or face possible impeachment over the record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally.
No issue has drawn more anger at Secretary Mayorkas from Republicans than immigration laws, which he says
have not been reformed for more than 40 years.
Mayorkas says much of the issue isn't immigration itself, but conditions people flee from. And it's not just at our border.
We are seeing a migration that is unprecedented in scope.
And should Republicans subpoena him to testify for not securing the border, Secretary Mayorkas says he'll still say they are.
In a way that achieves its security and upholds our values.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Biden will go to Arizona today, but not to the border. He'll be in Phoenix touting the economy and the new law intending to boost computer chip manufacturing in the U.S. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much. The day after a big sell-off, the Dow dropped 482 points. On Monday Night Football, another Tom Brady comeback.
Underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White!
Brady's second TD pass late in the fourth quarter.
Point to come.
And that extra point, with a few seconds to go, won it for Tampa Bay on ESPN. The Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints 17-16. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.